donation to CITR, you will receive an earplug case, a glow-in-the-dark yo-yo, marble dice, a Valentine's Day song dedication.
The next one's dedicated to Rachel from Ross.
A 32-ounce Nalgene water bottle. A fashionable just-married sweatsuit. And of course, your own show on the station.
All right, here we go.
So what are you waiting for? Say yes and visit donate to CITR.ca today and help us reach our goal of $20,000.
Hey there, my name is DJ Palancer, RPP Sound, host of the Soca Storm, which airs every Friday from 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. Pacific, right here on CITR 101.9 FM. The radio station CITR is, we're in our fundraising mode right now. Fund Drive 2024 is underway. And it's because of this frequency and because of the amazing license that we possess, we're able to bring you fresh weekly cultural music from the Caribbean, such as this Soca. We ask that if you enjoy the program or if you enjoy what CITR offers, to please take a moment to visit www.donate2citr.ca and make a donation to the program of your choice, preferably the Soca Storm. Yeah, happy carnival, everyone.
Diamonds, heavy love, is there anything I've been asking for? Sidestep through the leaves, follow you when you leave, translating the feelings when you're looking at me. Red light, dirty liquor, and the birds and the bees. Names exchange, loving on your brain. When we going back, tell me how long you wanna stay. Thousand underline, running home in the rain. Kisses on my face, hands up on my waist. No time, like did you put something up in my wine or my, or a spell that you fed the grape through the vine. I ain't tryna do this forever and ever, evil. And when the sun comes, it's like hasta la vista. Grab my bag, hold a cap, hold a reefer. Now, take the lead, but I'm the leader. Like, take the lead, but I'm the leader. Like, take the lead, but I'm the leader. On the leaves, like you wake up, didn't expect me to leave. Coffee stain left a note with some weed. Boy, get high, cause reality's a thief. I said no more, I leave him wandering to east. Free park grinder, and you're stealing all my keys. That's grounded in my feet. Got a new friend in my new red sheets. Hands up on my waist, tight. Like, did you put something up in my wine? That you fed the grape through the vine. I ain't tryna do this forever and ever either. And when the sun comes, it's like hasta la vista. Grab my bag, call the cap, hold the reef. Now, take the lead, but I'm the leader. Like, take the lead, but I'm the leader. I'm the leader now.
are now tuned in to Off the Beaten Path here on 101.9 CITR.ca. I'm your host, Issa Arian. And for the next hour, you know what you're going to be doing. You're going to be here with me listening to some good music. That was Belle Cobain with Leader. I really love that song. I think that for me, at least, you know, we talk about this all the time. Oh, you know what's going on here. It's the fun drive here at CITR. And so one of the things that we do here is every year we put together some of the best programming and we ask our listeners to help support us financially. I do this throughout the year, but, you know, it's a special time. I'd like to say again, just kind of thank you for tuning in. Thank you for being a part of the CITR. I don't know if it's a family, but it's a community. It's a collective. Like, if you listen to CITR, you know, you're in community with me. So one of the things that happens during the Fun Drive, particularly during the Fun Drive week, is we are raising money for the programming here at CITR. And not, when I say the programming, is so obviously everybody here is volunteer. And if you've listened to CITR and you've listened to other radio stations in the city, you know that this is the best one. Not only do we have the best music, but we have the best people who take part of this. They also put on some great programming, some camps for kids, gives an opportunity and a space for people to come and share their voice. And it's just a overall welcoming and inviting space for people to, you know, do something a little bit creative. So listen, you are welcome to give money to CITR. Go to CITR.ca/donate, or I think you can go /fundrive, either one. And if you love CITR so much, you can also donate and you can show up to the fund drive, to the party at the end of the week on February 10th, 8 p.m. at Redgate. Tickets are $15, and that's, please say yes to CITR. It's the Fun Drive finale. We have a lot of live bands, and it's just, so if you feel like, you know, I would love to give $15 to CITR, but I would need something back, and you don't think that obviously listening to me is giving back enough, you can come and check out the bands. But if you are just listening to Tuesday night Off the Beaten Path and you're like, you know what, what's this show about? Or you listen and you're like, you know, I know exactly what this show is about. Here on the show, we like to talk about what's going on here in Canada, what's going on here in the Lower Mainland, what's going on here in Vancouver. You know, we even get specific. What's going on here in your neighborhood? I don't know where you live at, but I bet there is something going on. Just the other day, I was walking down the street, I think Sunday morning, walking down the street, and I don't know if you ever get this joy, but like when a random cat, not a random dog, like a random dog comes up to me, I'm like, man, what the hell is going on? I'm about to fight. Like I would say, like my fight, flight, fright, you know, instincts, dogs come up, I'm ready to kick it. Random cat walks up to me and like, you know, does that thing where it brushes his body or her body, you know, like on you and just kind of like, you know, does that where they put their head on you and then they brush. It happened to me on Sunday, and I felt instantly calm. You know, it was one of those moments where I felt like it was a sign. You know, when you can just tell that this is a sign, you know, it's one. If you listen to the show, listen, we listen to it. We believe a lot of different things on this show, and I believe in signs. So I was going to a cafe called Heaven, talking about kind of angels and spirituality. And then this cat just comes up to me right after, like, one of my really good friends, family friends, grandmother's passed away. And I missed a funeral because I was far away. And you just really feel like sometimes they have to let you know that they're still watching over you. And that, so I think that was one of those moments. And also a sign for me to get a cat, because I desperately would like a cat, but I'm like, and I don't know, maybe you guys live in a building, maybe you can call in at 604-822-2487 at 604-UBC-CITR and tell me kind of what is the best course of action do you think I should take? Because in my building is a no pet building. However, there are definitely people with pets in my building. And it's not like I am snitching by saying this because one of the people is the building manager. She has two dogs. And I want to get a cat, but I also don't want to get evicted. So I want to balance between telling her I'm getting a cat, but also I kind of just don't want to ask for permission and then ask for forgiveness and risk. I don't think it's worth the risk because I really like my apartment and you know how the market is here in Vancouver. It's literally impossible to find an apartment. So getting kicked out would be a terrible way to start my 2024. But also what's terrible is not having a cat. So one of these things that I'm trying to figure out. Anyways, on the show, one of the things we talk about is not letting people have any joy. And, you know, I'm going to not say any joy because I love people to have joy. Like, I love joyful people. I love people who are able to maintain their joy throughout any type of circumstances. However, one of the things that I do hate when people have joy that I feel like is unfounded. We haven't talked about this on the show, but I was talking about this today with a friend as she was saying how she didn't get Taylor Swift. And, you know, I feel like Taylor Swift is the Stanley Cup of musical artists. You know, kind of like the how Cactus Club is for restaurants and So Far Sound is for concerts. It's just enough to get the normies out. You know what I mean? That's just enough. Like I was just mentioning that. It's just like, you know, if you lived in Ohio, there are, and you take away the guitar and the singing, there's so many Taylor Swifts. And you add the guitar and bam, they see themselves in her. And just like the way they see themselves within Stanley Cups, it's just there. It just all makes sense. However, one of the things is that about what is the joy, which is that like just the amount of joy that that woman brings to a particular demographic just doesn't seem natural. You know, I don't know what it is, but it doesn't seem natural. But also, for that reason, you know, she's always going to win. So there's no point in rooting against her or rooting against the people, which is one of those things that I have come to this conclusion that you just, we live in a society, you just have to let those people win because the more energy you feed it, the bigger it gets. Like, I don't watch the Grammys. I'm not an award show type of person, but I did see, I don't know, 6 seconds of Jay-Z's speech when he's up there talking about his wife and how she doesn't have the accolade or hasn't gotten the accolades that she deserves. Now, one of the things that I'm never going to do is going to sit here and talk about how billionaires are talking to other billionaires about another billionaire not getting the accolades that they deserve. Like, these people don't have an ungodly amount of money, and I do not actually care about the joy or lack of joy within their lives. Sorry, this is not where you go for that, but I do think it's interesting that, like, in a moment where it's very interesting, like, in a moment where we particularly saw, I would say, like, that, would say, like, a kind of a delineation where people kind of look at that Kanye West, that Life of Pablo Kanye West, where he went up and said the same thing about Beyonce, It was the same thing about Taylor Swift, and said basically she didn't deserve the award and it should have gone to Beyonce because she made one of the most revolutionary albums of all time. And people kind of saw that as like the beginning of Kanye's like unhinged and his mania. But when we look at Jay-Z said it, who said it a lot less confidently and with a lot less conviction and without the confidence of in the presence of Kanye West, you know, we look at that period as like, you know, hey, you know, he's just saying what everybody's thinking. But you know, you can't say that when you're talking about Taylor Swift because she's going to win. Like Kanye West said that and she's gotten bigger since then. Jay-Z saying this, I don't know if you can get bigger than what she is now, but she did announce her 2024 new album. So I'm presumably she's going to get bigger. Anyways, so root against people's joy, but when you're rooting against like the joy of average white women for some reason, they never lose. So you got to go somewhere else. Anyways, well, listen, we got a lot of stories, a lot of funny stories, a lot of, you know what I haven't really been missing? You know what I've been really missing out on? Is there's a lot of heist stories. Like, we just don't have the heist like we used to. It's kind of sad when you think about it, but it's one of those things that I'm going to work even harder for you all so that I can make those things happen because just kind of story, like, there's so many stories in the news. None of them are exciting. You know, we have Betty Brussel. Now, she's 99, and I'm going to tell you why I don't think Betty is as impressive as they're trying to make her out to be. A little bit of hating, but you know what? I feel like if you make it to 99, you should expect a little bit of hate. And you probably, all your haters are dead. So you need new ones. And I will step up and be there for you. When we get back. to back it off the beam path here on 101.9 CITR. Now, CA, listen, if you have not, if you've been listening to this radio show more than one time and you have not given to the fund drive, you know what? I got something coming for you. I've been nice for far too long. Listen, and you know, it's time I put my foot down and say thank you. So, like I said, sometimes some people just don't have enough haters. Some people don't have enough haters. And I'm sure when you get old, you definitely don't have enough. So, Betty, Brussel, I'm your hater. Anyways, Betty Brussel is a 99-year-old woman who just broke 3 world swimming records. I'm not going to tell you where she swims, but she's out in BC, and she just became a competitive swimmer in her later years and said that for her, it's nice to get a medal, but she's just trying to out there have a good time. So basically, Betty Brussel, she beat the 400-meter freestyle swim on January 20th and competing in the 100 and 104 age category. And she shaved 4 minutes off the previous record and went on to break 2 more records that day at 50-meter breaststroke, 50-meter backstroke. And so while I hate, it is impressive to be doing anything at 99 years old, 100 years old, let alone swimming. I know for a fact that I will not get to 100, so it's one thing I'm hating on. But also, I don't want to live that long. Anyways, I don't really know. I feel like there's so many different levels of hate to start here. One, I feel like some world records, after a certain time, there just shouldn't be a world record for stuff. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like you shouldn't get a world record for being old. It's not fair, to be honest, especially 100 years old. Come on now. What is it, 2024? So you have to be born in 1924. Like, think about this. Think about this. This is how long ago she was born. When she was, hold on, let me look up something. Listen, when she was, hold on, let me look at it says. She was born in 1924. That means when she was hitting her prime age of like peak athleticism, like in her early 20s, they still weren't allowing black people to play Major League Baseball. So I feel like if you're, and then we don't have to get into the other things, this is Black History Month, Betty. I feel like if one of your records is being old, and there are a lot of people who they didn't let get old, shouldn't have a record for that. Just like I feel like Ted Williams, Babe Ruth, maybe Babe Ruth. You know, there's some discrepancies by him. But I feel like, you know, Ted Williams, all of these records, Mickey Mantle, Betty Brussels, I'm going to put her in there too. If your record had anything to do with, you know, you know what I'm talking about, then maybe it doesn't count. Anyways, also, who wants to live to 99 anyways? I guess if you want to live to 99 and you can still swim, that's probably pretty good, though. Like, you know, I feel like that's a good 99. Like, that's probably, like, the best 99 that I've ever heard of, because most of the 99s I know, which are zero, but I've heard about struggling at 99. You know, 99 is not a good time. I can't remember which friend told me this. This is probably the past few weeks, but she said, her grandmother lived to 100 and something, and says that for her, she hopes that my friend never makes it past 85 because all the years after that are shit. And so I could believe it. And it's kind of, what is it? There were so many world records made by old people this last week that I feel like, I mean, in this past year, I would say, that I feel like these people are starting to live longer. And I think that's great for the people, you know, maybe their kids and stuff. But it's kind of not great for their kids. Because that just like your kids probably, like Betty's kids, I don't know if she has kids, but I'm sure that they expected her to be gone. Like also, like you live to 99. I guess maybe you have good long living genes in you. But if you just have like regular genes in your family and you live to 99, your kids are probably dead, which is kind of sad. At least your kids are old as hell. And I don't know what would be worse, obviously, because I don't have kids, so I can't even imagine. But watching your kids die or watching your kids get old while you're still swimming and doing backstroke and swimming 400 meters in an Olympic pool. Like, that would be nuts. Like, I think that would be nuts. Like, thinking about watching your kids get old and like, watching them go from, like, crawling to, you know, running and being adults and living their lives and maybe having families, and then watching them get old again while you're out here swimming and doing backflips and shit, that's nuts. So maybe I don't have to hate on Betty. Maybe Father Time is hating on her enough. But there is a woman who hates harder than I do. And not that only does she hate other people, but she hates her kids as well. So there was an elderly woman who left $2.8 million fortune. They say, you know what's interesting is that, like, I mean, $2.8 million is a fortune. I guess I lied. I mean, I was just thinking, I'm like, you know, when they put this in the headline, $2.8 million fortune, like, I feel like $2.8 million doesn't just, like, obviously, I'm broke. So, like, $2.8 million is obviously a lot of money. Like, it's obviously a lot of money to a lot of people. Like, we are broke out here. Like, I think it's very interesting. One of the, you know, I race sailboats, and one of the people who I race sailboats with, the skipper, the guy who owns the boat, is like, you know what we should do this year, guys? We should go to St. Martin, and we should race in the Heineken Cup. And I'm like, everybody is broke. What the hell are you talking about? There's no way that's happening. Anyways, so $2.8 million she left, this woman left to her pets after her children reportedly neglected her. The woman found a clever but risky loophole to leave her cats and dogs an inheritance after she passes away. This woman left her animals everything and nothing to her kids, as she wrote a will that left their kids out of it and just left their money and property to her pets. That is insane. Now, I just don't understand when people do that, but also I respect it. Like, when you die, you're just like even if her kids get the money eventually, I think that it's just like a final fuck you, you know? And I can respect that. I can respect the hating until your last breath. Like, I don't respect people who hate their whole life, and then when they get scared or they get sick, they don't want to hate anymore. Like, be committed to the hate, you know? If you're going to hate, then hate. Like, I One last thing before we get into a commercial break, because I got some great music for you coming in the future. Just kind of in the future, I mean by like 5 minutes from now. One of the things that I hate, you know, I do research for work. And one of the things that we did was one year, I can't believe it's a few years ago, but I talked to a lot of old elderly people for a healthcare project and talking about like their fears of death and, you know, talking about their fears of being taken care of and what does that feel like and how are they navigating the medical care system. And, you know, this is the United States. So, you know, it's kind of like you're on your own. And one of the things that I talked to people about, like almost every single old person just regrets and wishes that they hadn't been so mean and hadn't been so, you know, kind of hard asses their whole life, especially the men. That's one of the things I heard. They're like, you know, I was just hard on everybody, and I was a drill sergeant on my kids, and I was mean to my neighbors, and I was a racist, and I was doing this, and, you know, I was an alcoholic, and they just wish they're like, you know, as soon as I got to retirement and I started getting older, I started to realize just kind of how much time I was wasting being mean and just kind of having these angry thoughts, and, you know, and now I just want to live a much more zen and chill life. And I, as a researcher, I just listen to them and obviously take notes, and I'm not like offering any guidance. I'm just listening to their questions and listening to the answers to my questions about, you know, how to navigate medical care. But one of the things that I couldn't really understand or that pissed me off, which is, so you lived the past, I don't know, you know, these people are in their 70s, like 40 years of your life making hell for people. Like, you're at your job, you know, as like the regional manager of such and such, and you're just, you know, people are like, my kid's sick, I can't come into work, and you're like, fuck your kid, get your ass into work or you're fired. And you did that for 30 years, 35 years, 40 years, and then at the end of your life, you know what, you're like, I wish I was just a little bit nicer. And you just can just go to sleep at night. And I just feel like you should have to take that hate and that anger with you, and you should have to take it into your house and just live with it. Like, you shouldn't be able to dissipate that. And because of the actual harms that people have caused throughout their entire lives for other people, because of what they let their hate and their bitterness do in their heart, and how they could have potentially, you know, made people's lives harder. And you don't get to just walk away from that. You should have to live with the hate. And like, see, like in this woman, that's why I respect her. She hated her kids to her deathbed. And you know what? I hope my hate for Betty fuels her into some more world records, because I would love nothing more than to see her succeed. When we get back from the next song, listen, we can go into some other stuff, but surprise, surprise, a scammer has revealed his secrets, and I'm going to tell you how you can get it done. Also, this is another reminder. Not for me, but from the powers that be.
Fun Drive 2024 is right around the corner, and this February is the perfect time to say yes to CITR and all it has to offer. Visit donatetocitr.ca right now, make a donation, and then claim your prizes. For a $30 donation, you'll receive a CITR earplug case. $60 gets you a glow-in-the-dark yo-yo. A donation of $101.90 scores you specialized marble dice and a song dedication on Valentine's Day.
The next one's dedicated to Rachel from Ross.
A $200 donation will get you an engagement ring 32-ounce Nalgene water bottle. $500 and you'll be sporting a nifty just-married sweatsuit. And for a grand donation of $1,000, you'll get to host your own show on CITR 101.9 FM.
Testing, testing. Is this thing on?
And remember, all prize tiers include their specific prizes, plus all the prizes from lesser tiers. That means for an $1,000 donation to CITR, you will receive an earplug case, a glow-in-the-dark yo-yo, marble dice, a Valentine's Day song dedication.
The next one's dedicated to Rachel from Ross.
A 32-ounce Nalgene water bottle. A fashionable Just Married sweatsuit. And of course, your own show on the station.
All right, here we go.
So what are you waiting for? Say yes and visit donate to CITR.ca today and help us reach our goal of $20,000.
Your tongue like my bad habit. Would you mind if I tried to make a pass at it? No, you're not too good for me, my dear. Funny you come back to me, my dear. It's okay, things happen for reasons that I can't ignore, yeah. Now that you're back, I can decide if I decide if you're invited. You always knew the way to wow me. Around, get tongue-tied. I turn it on, I make it rowdy. Then carry on, but I'm not hiding. You grabbing me hard, cause you know what you found is biscuits, is gravy, man.
that he looks flawless. With my scar face, I'm a modest goddess. Sitting in the back row, taking notes, using my Moleskine notebook. Get a load of this bullshit you trying to fill my mind with, but he ain't got time to listen to you whine, bitch. No, listen to me rhyme, bitch. You wanna spend your time with this chocolate cocoa that who you can ride with? Pull up to the scene in my mint green fire. Hop in, we'll drop away. I just wanna re-up, reach up to the sky, heaven's high. Grab a ladder, then you start to climb. I'm the giant in the beast. Bar, fairy tale, bar. You a soft bitch, a ferret's tail. You're a soft bitch, a fairy tale.
Shout out, along came Polly.
Rachel Green.
What good is a king without a queen? What good is a king without a queen? Some days I'm nice and some days I'm mean. One or the other, never in between. What good is a king without a queen? What good is a king without a queen? Some days I'm nice and some days I'm mean. One or the other, never in between. I'm a really big loner, mixed with a stoner. Knock you down, I'm a bulldozer. Half drunk like Homer. When I hit the home and I don't wanna feel this sober. So I load up with a brown cup, chop it in the cup. Grown up, got the hiccups in the pickup. Full ranger, I'm in danger. Road runner, bamboo banger. I got hundreds, what you saying don't make sense. You just shaking in your boots, looking real sad cute. When you running, cause you jaded, don't forget that you stay hating. Now you lost everything you could lose. Your tears, they will make a big sound and you'll die.
Back it off the beam path here on 101.9 CITR. I had to throw it back to some horsepower from a few years ago. Always a certified hit. But listen, I hope that while I was playing those two songs, you were thinking about how you can get your loonies and toonies together to donate to the fun drive. Because like I said, again, there's so much stuff that goes on here. I didn't even get to mention the Discorder. So like, if you like to learn about local art, the art scene here, you like to know about what's going on here, visual artists, what's going on here, you know, multimedia artists, you know, what's going on here, you know, musical artists, just new groups, new concerts, just anything. Pick up a Discorder at anywhere the cool kids hang out, and then you can understand that there's so much stuff that's going on here in the city. Like, that's one of the things that I find so interesting, especially as like I, especially as like, I don't want to say traverse between, but I find myself within different friend groups of different people. And one of the constant complaints is that, well, one, nothing happens here, or people have a hard time figuring out what's going on, or people have a hard time making the community, finding community. And it's like, hey, if you gave more money to Discorder, or you gave more money to CITR, you could have a community, because people would love you. And people would love you if you gave your time. So if you had a show you wanted to come up here and talk about, you know, you wanted to come up and talk about something, you could. Or, you know, you could just sit back, not give your money to anybody, not hang out with anybody except for your small group of friends. And then you could complain about why nobody wants to hang out with you, because you're a loser and you don't want to give up anything and make any type of sacrifices. Anyways, you know who else is a loser? This mom who wrote an opinion article in the CBC about, she says, my 18-year-old son pays us rent and I couldn't be more proud of him. Now, I mean, obviously, I'm hating. So, one of the things is that I just couldn't imagine, like, putting that out. Like, I could see making your son pay rent, because the rent is too damn high. Like, and your son needs to learn that lesson. Like, the rent's too damn high. And maybe you might need the money. You know what I mean? Like, you need the money. Like, I'm sure for 100% fact that if I move back into my mom's house, she's 100% charging me rent. But I'm 34 and this kid is 18. Now, I don't want to read the rest of this story because I don't want it to piss me off. All I know is she makes her son pay 15% of his wages every month for room and board since he turned 18. And she said, and it's just a story about how she is making her son pay rent and how, like, he's contributing to the household. And while I think that's great, I don't know if I would put that as a story about it unless the story was the lead with the rent's too damn high. But basically, it's because she doesn't want him to misspend his money and he cannot be trusted with it, which is, I don't know. I think it's rather questionable way of parenting, but who am I as someone with no kids? And obviously, I pay all my own bills. But if I had a son right now and he was 18 months, I would be for sure trying to figure out a way for to make that little boy pay me some rent. Because, as we said, the rent is too damn high. I was going to tell you guys about how a scammer revealed how he tricks women after failing to fool Go Public reporter. So basically, he tried to fool a reporter and it didn't work. It didn't work. But this Nigerian man reached out to the CBC, Erica Johnson, claiming to be an enamored 40-something year old American oil rig engineer. And in truth, he was a romance scammer looking for a big score. Basically, Bobby Brown sent her a message and she knew right away it wasn't the real deal. A tall, handsome 40-year-old something man said he found my social media profile and became enamored. Nice smile. I'm Bobby Brown from Sacramento, California. Now, one of the things that I don't think the Nigerian scammers have caught up yet, and if they want to do some consulting with me, because like I would love to scam. I love to scam. I like the idea of scamming, but I'm just too much of a coward to do it myself. However, I will contribute to some scams. Like, if you got a scam, run it by me. And, you know, I'll help you do the research on it. But I'm not going to help you do the scamming. But I definitely would like to take some, I would definitely do some skimming off the top. But I already knew this. It's crazy that this even works, that you could just go on Instagram and find somebody. Like, people are just not going to figure out that you are a scammer. But clearly this works. What I would do, and so I think as I was reading this article, this is just like the typical scam, you know, pretending to be somebody else, pretending to be this handsome white guy. Really, you're just this handsome Nigerian who's just, you know, once they hear Nigerian, they already know it's a scam. But these guys just need to pretend to be in jail. Because, like, this is the one thing that I haven't yet figured out how to capitalize on. But it's low. Like, if you pretend to be a handsome rich man in California and you're trying to scam someone in Vancouver, high likelihood they're going to try to meet you quickly. But if you're a scammer in jail, you know what they're not going to be able to do? They're not going to be able to get you. Anyways, listen, I've done hundreds of hours of research in Love After Lockup. And if you are a Nigerian scammer and you thought you were going to listen to this radio show and try to figure out, you know, how are the ways that you were going to, I was going to reveal your secrets, I'm not. But if you donate to CITR.ca, I will help you figure out how to find your next victims. In a 17-year-old in Utah was reportedly arrested and slapped with two misdemeanors for causing property damage. But you know what? I'm out here to say free the fish bandit, because that's what this radio show is dedicated to. It's dedicated to the fish bandit, because you just Google the fish bandit, because I think this shit is hilarious. This man was, I mean, except for the poor fishes, but this man was arrested for taping fish to ATMs, cop cars, and other things. And I think this is the most hilarious and harmless joke that we have. Because, listen, there's a lot of jokes. A lot of jokes on the internet that I don't think are funny. Like, I was reading a story about on a New York subway, a YouTuber was arrested for throwing buckets of poo on people, and that's not funny. Like, that's, for me, one of those things that could, that you could get, that I don't carry a gun or any type of weapons, obviously, because I'm a nice guy, but, like, you know, these hands, you throw some, like, especially imagine you coming home from work. Oh, imagine you coming home from work. Or maybe you're on your way to work and you're just like, you know, it's just one of these days. One of these days where you just woke up and you're like, man, I have to do this for the next 40 years of my life. This sucks. And you're just kind of in one of those internal existential rages, you know, like that, where you're just looking at around and you're just like, everybody I'm looking at has to do this for the next 30 years, 40 years. We're all broke and we're just here, just living, just shuffling paperwork. And you got to worry if you're getting laid off and then somebody comes on the train and just throws some poo everywhere and you're just like, this sucks. That could cause you to lose it. Like, I might make somebody touch the third rail for that. But if I was having one of those days and I just went to the Metro card machine where I go to put in my card to go get some money on it, and it was just a fish taped to the screen, I would think that was hilarious. That's funny. At least make your day brighter. Free the fish bandit, because that shit is ridiculous. Spending their time arresting people like that. Just people having some good old fun. But this is a story that I thought was too serious to joke about. This is how we're going to end it. Because now, I don't know if you want to donate to the fund drive before or after this story, but I think you'll want to do both. So a former Target employee was sentenced to 100 years for murdering coworker over stolen lunch. Back in 2021, a 25-year-old Virginia man fatally stabbed and bludgeoned his coworker to death for stealing his lunch. So, while I find 100 years to be excessive, that's a lot. A lot. So in 2021, in the parking lot of Bailey's Crossroads in Virginia, which is close to D.C., he's the janitor at Target, had taken his lunch from the office fridge 3 days earlier. Hold on, let me get it. Okay, so according to Berhe, who's the guy who's in jail, Livia was a janitor at Target and had taken his lunch from the office fridge 3 days earlier. After his lunch was stolen, Berhe plotted the murder of his coworker. On the 15th, he purchased a hammer and two knives. As he was leaving his shift at Harvard, Berhe waited for Livia to arrive before stabbing and bludgeoning the death scene. Okay. Now, this says, the lawyer says, unnecessary and tragic death. Yes, I agree. Unnecessary and tragic. And I think that it's crazy that you would buy a knife and a hammer from the store that you work at using your employee discount just to wait and murder somebody as they come into work. And at the same time, I could recognize, listen, I don't know about you guys who listen to this show, but have you ever had a coworker steal your lunch? It is the most infuriating thing that I feel like I have experienced at work. Now, and I've dealt with some disrespectful shit at work, and having somebody steal your lunch, because the person who steals your lunch never confesses to stealing your lunch. They just pretend like that shit never happened. And that is honestly one of the most infuriating feelings ever. And so while I can't imagine being that mad to plot somebody's demise, I could definitely be that mad to plot, like, maybe when he walked into work, I'd have been waiting outside so that when he finally got like far enough into the building, I would have slashed his tires. But unaliving somebody for that has just gone too far. And you know what? You haven't gone far enough into donating to CITR.ca. Listen, go donate to the fund drive. Come out to the show on Saturday. It'll be a great time at Redgate. You know, listen, you can meet all of your favorite CITR contributors. You can also learn how you can become one yourself. You can pick up a Discord magazine so you know what's going on in the month of February, March, April, June. And then also, listen, Redgate, it's a great place for you to come. You know, it's the weekend before Valentine's Day. Maybe you want to soft launch your Valentine. You can have an opportunity to come Redgate and, you know, mix and mingle with some weirdos. Maybe I'll be there. Maybe you can meet me. But thank you for tuning in to Off the Beaten Path. Listen, we do this every week, 10 to 11. Listen, I love doing the show. I love you all listening, and hope to see you. But also, when you donate to CITR, you donate to the Front Drive, please put it in my name, because if you do not do that, then I have to pay, and you don't want me to pay.